John Cooper is the lead singer of Skillet. He's just written a brand new book. It's called Awake and Alive to Truth. Let's get into it. John Cooper, good morning.
Hello, good to chat with you, brother.
John, you've written this book about something called relativism, and that sounds like a scary word. Describe what relativism is.
Don't be scared. No, everyone be afraid. Okay, here's the easiest way for... Relativism is just a big word. All it means is this. People that believe in relativism believe that there is no absolute truth. Truth is just, it is relative, and it's not true forever. It just might be true for now, true according to my feelings, true according to my experience, so on and so forth. So sometimes I tell people, it would be like saying that, hey, it's freezing outside, and somebody saying, no, it's not. Well, I think it's relative. To me, it's freezing because it's relative. Absolute truth would say, dude, it's 30 degrees outside. It's freezing. Well, that is actually absolutely true. It's freezing outside. So that is the way that we look at the difference. In a short definition.
Okay. Can you share some examples of what that means in everyday life for us?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would say certainly in society, you see it every day, literally with everything. And it is so pervasive, even in Christianity now. Relative truth within Christianity would be sort of like saying, well, I know that you interpret the Bible that way, but I don't. It would be that sort of thing. Now, I'm not talking about people that argue about doctrine, right? Like, in other words, not to get too theological here, but you can have a Calvinist and Arminius really disagree on the doctrines of grace and what that would look like from a theological perspective, but both believing in the authority of Scripture. But once you start looking at Scripture and say, yeah, I don't think that's really what that means. It was a different time period and blah, blah, blah. Once you start getting into that, now you are getting into relative thought, as if we don't have any idea of what the writers of the Bible would have meant in their time. We do have an idea of who they were writing to, what they would have meant, and so on and so forth. So relative truth comes in like that, and a lot of times in Christianity, it comes in with our emotions. It just comes in with this. I hear this a lot. I wrote about it in my book. I hear this line all the time. Anytime anyone, a preacher says anything orthodox, literally anything orthodox about, God's holiness, that God's holiness demands a punishment for sin, yada, yada. You always hear people go, well, that's not the Jesus that I know. I hear it all the time. And in my book, I just kind of said, look, I've heard it so often, I'm finally beginning to agree with people. You're right. It's not the Jesus that you know because you don't believe in the Bible. Otherwise, you're just making up your own Jesus. So I've kind of come to agree with them. You're right. They don't know Jesus in the same way. That is how relativism is seeping into Christianity. And it's why, frankly, the Christians are just as confused as everybody else in 2020.
Well, what is the solution to that, John? How do we get out of that?
Well, that's honestly the reason I wrote this book. And originally I was thinking, okay, millennial culture and younger people, I have two kids, two teenagers, and their generation, I mean, they're growing up in a brutally hard world. And that's the reason I wrote the book is how do we find truth? And the book presents two ways to find truth. One of those ways leads to life, and the other way leads to death. And we've already talked about the way that leads to death, which we just mentioned about following my own inner guide, following my own feelings to virtue, or following what someone else says on social media that I have to, have to stand up for now because it makes me a good person, or disassociate from because they're bad and I want to be looked at as righteous by the world. All of that is in self. And all of that is going to lead to destruction and death because you can never be good enough to earn God's favor. It's impossible because you are a sinner. And so the book talks about original sin and not trusting your emotions and why you need Christ. And how do we get out of it? It's found in the other answer. It's found in, is there something in life that I can bank on that is never, ever going to change? Is there something that I can build my life on? And so the book begins And it tells, like, actually it begins with my testimony, how I came to Christ. But the first scripture that I reference is Jesus' words. And Jesus says, there's two kinds of people. There's one person, there's one dude that hears my words, and he builds his life upon them. And he is like, he acts upon my words, Jesus said. He hears them, he acts upon them, and he is like a man who builds his house on the rock, and he will never be shaken. But there's another kind of person that hears my words and doesn't act upon them, and he's like a man that builds his house on sand, and the waves come, and the rain comes, and this person is destroyed over and over again. So how we get out of the muck is going, you know what? There is something that is absolutely true, and it cannot be found in my own heart, by my own inner guide, or by all of my good ideas, or by some stupid celebrity on Twitter, like John Cooper, you know? That's not where I can find it. I have to find this in something that is eternal and never changes, and that is trusting in the Word of God. That's trusting in the Bible. That's how I say we get out of it. So the book talks about authority of Scripture, why we can know we can trust the Bible. So it's a lot of Orthodox theology, actually, but I think said in a way that young people can get it.
The book is called Awake and Alive to Truth, Finding Truth in the Chaos of a Relativistic World by John L. Cooper. And you can catch up with his podcast and order the book at his website, johnlcooper.com. John Cooper, lead singer of Skillet, thanks for being with us.
It's great talking to you again. I loved it. Thank you for sharing the book.